Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. We're so glad you're with us this lovely Tuesday afternoon or morning or night or wherever all of you are. But I've noticed a big spike in our listeners, and I so appreciate that, and so does John. This is Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. I am your host, Ellen Hartwell, and I have my wonderful, insightful co-host with me. How are you today, John Warren?
No, I'm just really good. I'm loving the new year so far, and yeah, it's nice to hear there's a spike in listeners. And what was I going to say? I love hors d'oeuvres, metaphysical hors d'oeuvres. Someday, Ellen, you and I will graduate to metaphysical dinner and dessert. But right now, I love that we dish these up. It's such an interesting half hour in my week.
Ah, that's wonderful. Me too. You know, that gives me an idea, John. Oh, wait, we're on the air. But I will say, I think we should just skip to dessert. You know, forget dinner.
Yep.
I want the dessert. Let's do metaphysical dessert.
Maybe that would help. I kind of love that idea. Yeah.
I kind of love that idea, too. I think we're going to do that. I don't know when, but I think we'll talk about that when we're not on the air and see what we come up with. But I love concept dessert, and besides, I love dessert anyway. So, yeah, we'll do something with that in probably the near future, Mr. Warren. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, we are talking today about the voice crying in the wilderness. Now, yes, most of you know that's a biblical phrase about John the Baptist, but I'm kind of stealing it and taking it and putting it into a different concept, a different meaning, because to me, that voice crying in the wilderness is very important. And I don't know about you, John, or anyone listening, but we often ignore that voice crying in the wilderness. What do I mean when I say that? Well, that voice crying in the wilderness, to me, taking it out of religious concept or spiritual concept maybe, is this time when you just know something. And now I'm not talking about psychic. I'm not even talking about intuitive. I'm talking about the authentic self that knows things. Haven't you had that experience where you're driving to work and all of a sudden you just take a different route? Now, you may not ever find out why, but that voice crying in the wilderness, that authentic self says, take a left here and take the long road or the short road, whatever, and maybe you avoided an accident. Maybe you avoided hitting a deer. Maybe you avoided a pothole that would have taken the underside of your car out. I mean, who knows? But there are times, and I think we've all experienced that, where we do something and we go, wonder why I did that. Again, we sometimes may never know why we did that, but we had a guidance from within ourselves that's an not a good idea. And so that's the voice I'm talking about that we often squish or squash or silence because it seems ridiculous. You know, okay, so you get up in the morning and, of course, you're getting ready for work or get the kids on the bus or whatever you do in the morning, and suddenly you're like, no, not today. I actually had that experience years ago. Was taking my son out to the school bus, perfectly normal day, and I said, you know what? He goes, what? I said, we're not doing school today. And, of course, he goes, yay! You know, how come? I said, I don't know. Let's just stay home. And I canceled appointments that I had, and we had this incredible day together, just fun. We did fun things. We hung out. We relaxed. We chilled. And I found out probably several months later that that route that the bus took, they had a very close call that would have been a very serious accident. And thank God it didn't happen, but apparently the bus driver was badly shaken. And so a near miss there. So I'm not saying that I knew that's what was going to happen. I didn't. I just had that voice crying in the wilderness saying, not today, kiddo. And I paid attention to it. Why did I pay attention to it? I don't know. It was just annoying. It was just, we're not doing school today. And we have it in dramatic forms like that. And then little minor forms like, you need to kind of call your friend or you need to send an email or you need to shut up, whatever it is. But you get these little knowings. So that's the beginning of being able to hear your authentic self. Pay attention to those little nudges, those little, yes, you need to do that, or no, don't do that. And you ignore it. You're like, no, this is what I'm doing. Okay, and that can be fine too. But pay attention to that nudging, that little voice, because as you pay more attention to that voice crying in the wilderness, you're going to discover something rather interesting if you start listening. And that voice crying in the wilderness isn't actually outside. It's not an out in the wilderness. It's within your own wilderness where the authentic self gets buried by race, mind, consciousness, the collective unconscious, whatever you want to call that, that affects all of us unless we're very conscious. And even at very conscious levels, we can sometimes be influenced by what does everybody else think, what does everybody else buy, what does everybody else think is funny, all that. That's race, mind, consciousness. And we can go dark on that, and we're not going to. We're going to stay at a high vibration here. But pay attention to that part of you that dwells within you that says, okay, well, John Warren thinks that, or Ellen Hartwell thinks that, or my boyfriend or my girlfriend, whatever, thinks that. I wonder what I think. Critical thinking, what do I think? And sometimes, if you really pay attention, you'll find that, in fact, authentically you do agree with that. Or you'll find that authentically, no, you know what, I don't agree with that. That doesn't fit with me if I pay attention to me. So the reason to do these little awarenesses, you know, turn left, not right kind of thing, is it's an avenue. It's a road to the authentic self, so that voice crying in the wilderness gets heard. And that voice crying in the wilderness is in the wilderness within you, where it's been stepped on so long you can barely hear it, barely pay attention to it. The authentic self, yes, knows things, but also the authentic self leads you to a higher vibration. Why is it important to be on a higher vibration? Well, 4,896 reasons. But one of them, as John Warren has taught us, that the higher the vibration, the quicker the manifestation. So if we keep ourselves at a higher vibration, we're going to find that our manifestations come to us more quickly. The voice crying in the wilderness, the authentic self that gets buried underneath all our muck and old tapes that play and things we've been taught, needs a voice. And it needs a voice because that is you, really. It's not you with the neighbors. It's not you being nice and kind and sweet and loving and warm, which is all good. We all want to be that way. But it's that part of you that can stand up and say, no, I really don't want to do that. Or, yes, I do want to do that. Or, it's interesting that you think that way. I don't, actually. Being able to give yourself that voice is who you really are, which leads you to higher and higher vibrations. We all do it. Hey, you know, you want to have a piece of cake? You bet I do. Let's. And another part of me is saying, you're fasting today, Hartwell. What are you doing? Well, I'll be embarrassed to say no. That is not authentic. Now, you might say, yeah, of course, it's perfectly okay. Or no, you know what? I really appreciate the offer, but I'm fasting. Could I take a piece for another time? Something. You'll be polite to the person who offered it to you. But if you're really being you, your authentic self, that voice crying in the wilderness, you'll be able to say, gee, thanks, but no thanks, I'm fasting today, or I don't want all those calories, but looks delicious, whatever. You can be who you really are without ever offending anybody. I don't have to say, no, I don't want cake, I'm fasting, or no, I don't want cake, I'm on a diet, or whatever. You say, oh, thank you so much. Never mind, John, don't laugh at me, it's impolite. Actually,
sorry,
very funny. We were laughing when we were in the green room, for crying out loud. But that we can't share. Don't do it, John. Don't do it.
Nope.
Oh, God. Don't get me laughing again. It won't be good. So we do want to be polite to people and appreciative and honest and clean, reverent, and brave. But so many of us, most of the time, are not. Now, I'm not talking about honesty, we lie. I'm talking about the honesty that gives ourselves permission, that voice crying in the wilderness within us, gives ourselves permission to be fully who we are. Hey, John, you want to play Scrabble? Eh, I hate Scrabble, but thanks for offering. Okay, how about Monopoly? You're on. There are always options. There are always alternatives. But don't say that that's who you are if it isn't, because every time you do, you're squishing that voice that says take a left instead of a right. You're squishing your beautiful, vibrant self that has ideas, has opinions, has thoughts that may not mesh with everybody else, but are important nonetheless. Your voice is very important. And if you're like many of us, be quiet. Shut up. We don't want to hear what you have to say. You're just a kid and you don't know anything. Or you don't have to go and do that. Just stay home and, you know, wash the floor, whatever. Or ladies don't do that. Or boys don't do this. Boys don't cry. Ladies aren't loud. Oh, okay, really? Maybe I'm not a home ec major. Maybe I'd rather be out trimming the trees or climbing the trees or doing yard work or running a marathon or whatever that used to be considered. Boys do that. Girls don't. And vice versa. Maybe you're a man that's deeply sensitive and cries at movies. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Don't step on that. Don't hide that. Now, I don't want you to go into the theater and sob and distract other people, but if tears run down your face, so what? So what? Just because you're a man doesn't mean you don't have feelings and you're not sensitive, because you, at your core self, most of us are pretty sensitive people. So don't step on your authentic self. Let it out. You don't have to let it out of the cell with a heck of a yell, but you can gradually let that voice be heard. And I guarantee if you do that, your vibration is higher, as I said. But also people are going to say, what's gotten into you? What do you mean? Well, you're different. Am I? How am I different? Well, you always used to come with us when we would do X. Or you always thought that this was a good idea. Or you always did that. You've changed. You know what? You're right. I have. And I love you and I care about you. But, yeah, there are things that I want to do that maybe you don't want to do, and that's okay. We have other things we can do, or we have other things we can talk about. But to be honest, I haven't been emotionally honest. I really can't stand playing ice hockey. What? You were on a team. You loved it. Actually, no, I didn't. I just thought that's what I had to do. Oh, okay. Well, what do you like? And so forth. So you don't have to cut people off or be aggressive and assertive, but you can be gently and carefully and gradually more who you are. And that, of course, that's one level. And then another level that comes in is your power, because your power doesn't belong to your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your neighbor or to the pastor or the rabbi or whatever. Your power, or your boss, your power belongs to you. And I hate to burst anybody's bubble here, but you, all of you listening, you, John, and me, Ellen, we all have tremendous power. We don't know it, and it's even thought of as kind of negative, I think, a pejorative attachment to power. Well, power, rightfully used, is a beautiful thing. And that voice crying in the wilderness is your battery. That is your charger. That is your power. And if you let it out gradually, get to know it, really commune with that, you're going to notice that you'll think about somebody and they'll call. Or you'll talk about something with somebody, and don't you know, that person will call and say, hey, you know what I've been thinking about? Yeah, what's that? Oh, hey, I was just thinking about that too. You'll find there's more synchronicity. You'll find that there are more deep conversations about ideas. What are you thinking about? What are you working on manifesting, if you choose to share that? There are so many things that we never talk about with ourselves and with others because, well, that's kind of dumb. Really? I don't think it's dumb. I think it's important. Talk about it, at least with yourself and the God of your understanding. Reveal to yourself and to others as you choose who you really are, because that leads you to your power, that leads you to your ability to manifest, because once we're in touch with that power, we can manifest more quickly, and we're able to say to the old tapes in our head, yeah, I appreciate your opinion, I don't share it. you know, you're never going to be wealthy. Well, you have a right to that opinion, and you might be right, but I'm not sharing that because I'm manifesting plenty of money. You know, you're never going to see the Grand Canyon. Really? Well, you may be right, but if I choose to, I'll find a way. I'll do it. You know, you're gonna never retire. Well, yeah, I don't want to retire. Okay, but, you know, you're always going to have to work just to make ends meet. No, I don't make ends meet. I have prosperity in all of its forms, et cetera. So countering the negative things, countering the things you were told as a child, countering your own insecurities, why they're there doesn't really matter, but we all have them, and really boldly address that and say, no, you have a right to your opinion, but I'm not sharing that because I am a person who is in touch with my own power, and I am a person who experiences prosperity or the perfect partner for me or a great new job or I start my own business. Whatever it is, confront that, at least within yourself, and see in what way not being in touch with that voice crying in the wilderness hasn't been given a voice, hasn't been allowed to speak with you, for you, because that is you. That authentic self is who you truly are, trailing blazes of glory that you haven't tapped into because, oh, no, we don't do that. Oh, no, we don't say that, etc. So at least within yourself, listen to that voice crying in the wilderness and use it as a counterbalance for the negativity. Use it to speak up for what you really believe in. Use it to raise your vibration, and your manifestations will come closer, as John Mooring says, more quickly, and you're going to feel better mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, because you're being who you really are. Pay attention to that voice crying in the wilderness. You are listening to Metaphysical Hors d'Oeuvres. We're so happy you're here. Next week, we will be talking about unity and what is that really? How do we experience that? How do we get away from the division and into unity, etc.? Along those lines, unity is our topic next week. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, we'd love that. You can do so. Our website is ellenhartwell.com. You can reach John through that website. You can reach me through that website. And we'd love to hear from you. So, John, take it away, the voice crying in the wilderness. John? Uh-oh. I don't think John's with us. Oh, dear, I can't hear you, John, so I'm going to keep talking and find out what happened to John. Maybe I bored him to death. But this is my authentic self. As I pay attention to my authentic self, I find out that I have a lot to say about a lot of different things, and sometimes I'm right, and sometimes I'm wrong, but overall, No, who I am doesn't have to be right or wrong. I'm not talking about things we do that can be wrong. I'm talking about being able to say, this is what interests me, this is what's happening, and I want to express that with you, or at least with myself. And I want to share it with you because I'm excited about it. Your authentic self is where your passions are. What are you really passionate about? Not what you were told you should be passionate about, but what are you truly passionate about? I'm passionate about metaphysics, obviously. And I'm also very excited about sharing with you the things that I am learning. That's my authentic self. I love to share what I know and what I want to say to people.
Ellen,
and
so, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can hear you, John. And so thank God John is back so I can shut up. But it's very important to be authentic and not to give yourself permission to be someone other than you are, because that's where your power is. Okay, take it away, John.
I don't know what happened there, Ellen. I got cut off. Block Talk's being very crazy. No, I have a lot of things to say. I didn't hear the last bit because I was about to start talking, and then you were saying, where are you? Where are you? I think you muted me, Ellen.
You.
I think you did.
Oh, well,
I think you don't like me. Is that what it is? Is that what it is? You don't like me?
No,
I love this
playing
in the wilderness.
Oh,
good. This crying in the wilderness thing, I will say, is I realized, I don't like crying. That's what it is, wailing. Though when we first start practicing this way of life, Ellen, I will say to you, in my experience, because I say this to people all the time, and I always, when I say it to clients, make a mental note to practice it myself, which is, because people have romance stuff and they have finance stuff, and should I call them back? Or should I send her a birthday card? Or, you know, fill in the blank. Should I do this? Should I do that? And I always say, is the person who you are a person who sends birthday cards or, you know, gives birthday presents normally and naturally? Is that authentic, or do you want something scary, or is it some lower vibration version of you that's needy that wants a response? Because sometimes the answer is, well, you would always send a birthday card. You're a person who sends birthday cards. That's who you are. So, yeah, I would do that. And it's stuff like that. And it's a matter of practicing, Ellen. And this feels important to say really clearly. Practicing hearing the message of that person, which is you. You made this point very clearly. Crying in the wilderness. This person who is, you know, whatever that little voice, that small little voice that said, yeah, you and your son don't need to go to school today. I mean, he doesn't stay home and paying attention to it. I will tell you something. If you practice enough with this, Ellen, and you know this, the messages that you get from that person crying in the wilderness, that is you, become clearer and more consistent. And then I will say the goal here is, I'm not there yet, but the goal here is to hear the message, but to be the message.
Oh, where I am
always, always in my authentic self. And I'm always, in this sort of yes, no kind of compendium, this sort of back and forth of, do I want to do that or do I want to do this? Am I being who I truly am to the best of my ability today, right now? And I always go, you know, I had a very dear friend. She's still in my life, actually. I've had her in my life for decades. Big jazz fan. And I live, and so she'd go to jazz. And I was like, you want to go? It's like, I kind of do. Yeah, I'll go. But I would always go because I felt like I needed to be cultured and that I ought to like jazz. And then finally, after many years, it's like, here's the truth. I appreciate it. I get it. I understand how important the form as a contribution is and why it's, the country I live in sort of came up with this form. And I understand all the reasons why it's important that jazz exists and why people who are very smart appreciate it. I just don't like it. I find it a little boring. And when I got clear on that, I always go back to that as a moment of real spiritual growth for me. To go, oh, this is not where I want to spend my time or money. I don't like it. And to say to her, and you touched on this, Ellen, and I think it's important, when we start to really be our authentic selves, there's almost always, in my experience with me and with other people, maybe this isn't true of everybody, is that there is a shakeout of, like, mm-hmm. people are surprised and uncomfortable. And it's not their fault. That it's surprised that they're feeling surprise and discomfort. It is because my friend who loves jazz assumed, as anyone would, that I also loved jazz because I led her to believe that by showing up every, you know, once in a while, there's so-and-so is singing here. Do you want to go? And I would say, yeah, because I don't know. I thought, oh, what if I had to spend that night alone? Or I don't know what I was thinking. What if I don't go? She doesn't like me, and then I don't have any friends. And I'll go to Doom in 30 seconds. Like, and then no one will like me, and I'll be left alone, and I'll be alone on the moors in England by myself. And she's wait with the windswept moors of England. No one, I go there immediately. But the upshot is, it didn't happen at all. We're still friends. Do other things. There are other things that we do when we see each other and we enjoy each other's company. And that is, I just don't care to spend my time or money in that arena. Practice that enough. And again, I will repeat this because I wrote it down. You don't hear the message of that authentic self crying in the wilderness. He gets, or she gets, closer and closer and closer, and then you're it. Then you are the message. And there's a wonderful soccer player who played soccer in Los Angeles for a while. He's very well known in the soccer world, named Zoltan. He's Swedish, and he's very sort of flamboyant and crazy. And he's one of the best in the world. And he was asked, and I love this so much, I go practice this all the time. I remember this as much as I can. Do you dream about, because he was very big in Europe and then he's played in the United States, do you dream about the next championship? Do you dream about the next thing you're going to, did you dream as a child? And he responded by, no, I don't dream. I am the dream. And I love that so much. I am walking through, as I go through my life, it's like, no, what's happening in my life right now, even this isn't always the case. I'm not done. I mean, I'm nowhere near done. What's happening in my life right now is what would naturally happen to anyone who was wealthy and who flowed through life effortless, whatever I'm working on, who had that car. That's the person I am. I'm that person first, and then the reality will follow. And in certain ways, Ellen, and I'm going to say this, I believe John the Baptist was, metaphorically speaking, the practice session before we got to the Christ consciousness. That's what he's saying. Like, no, you'll go from hearing me as the messenger, I'm telling you this is coming, to experiencing the message and being the message. And finally, I'll just, you know, the communication was a little weird for me on this one this week, Ellen, but I will just say, the way to do that day to day, because I just got very grand. I mean, those are very grand quotes. The way to do that for me, practicing moment to moment, is set my sights on something. This is where I'm headed. This is what I want to manifest next, or this is where I'm working on it. And sometimes it's just more peace and serenity. It doesn't have to be a material thing. More peace, more happiness is big for me right now, and maybe because it's the new year. Am I happy consistently? Is my vibration happy consistently? Moment to moment, I will call it something. Even if I'm walking or running, I will say the happiness in this case metaphor is New Orleans. Am I going, is this step I'm taking right now bringing me toward New Orleans or further away from New Orleans? Is the thought that I'm having right now bringing me toward my destination, or am I stepping backwards? And if I'm stepping backwards, I don't beat myself up. I just say, oh, wow, I was stepping backwards there. I'm going to keep walking toward my destination in thoughts, in deeds. And you know, Ellen, because I rely on you for advice when things go nutty in my life, I screw up and I go backwards just like sometimes it's like, wow, I just spent the whole day walking away from New Orleans, not toward it. And I don't know why I chose New Orleans, but there, pick any destination you want. Am I going toward the house I want to live in right now with this thought, with this action, with this money I'm spending, with this or not spending? Or am I going away from it? Am I going toward better health with what I'm putting in my body or, you know, doing this morning, or away from it? Choose whatever way you like to put it. And that is the way I practice hearing that. Am I listening to my authentic self? Do I want to do this? Does the part of me that is connected, that is vibrating on the highest level, that's really what we're listening for here, want to go to jazz, to a concert for jazz, or does it want to stay home and watch Netflix? Or does it want to do something else entirely? And the more I honor that guy, the more I'm not hearing the message, I am the message. I got so excited, and I was so nervous when I got cut off by blog a minute ago. I didn't think I'd get all my words in.
Oh, my God. You were nervous. I was having a meltdown, and I know they knew it. One of the things I was saying is share what you're passionate about, at least with yourself, because your passions come from your authentic self, and I love that. You become that. You are that. It's not you have to become it. You are that. But in practicing toward that, you do reflect that. You are that in its fullness. There's where your power is. There's where your passion is. There is where your creativity is. There is where your highest form of intelligence is. And from that power, that knowing, you're going to start manifesting all over the place, and we want to hear about it. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry about the techie glitch. Oh, well, things happen. And You're just brilliant. You're brilliant with this. Thank you so much. And we will be back next week. Our topic is unity. Be well, everyone.